Zuma Radio, the original greatest Christmas hits. Johnny Mathis featuring the Jordan Airs, Home for the Holidays. And back to 1951 and K-Star, the man with the bag. On the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Every time I fill up when the gas prices are down, I feel like I've won the lottery. And there's, I mean, I'm usually doing it by myself. So there's no one around to celebrate with, right? So I take a photo because I got it for $1.27 on Sunday. And then I send it to my husband and just to make him a little jealous.
It's like a game,
it's
right?
A game, but yes. It's mostly in my head, Jane. Okay, so will the prices keep dropping or are these good gas days numbered? Our guest is Dan McTagg, President, Canadians for Affordable Energy. Good to have you back. Merry Christmas, sir.
Yeah, good to be here this morning with these lower prices. I mean, look, they've fallen 35 cents a liter. If you consider, 127, that's almost 40 cents a liter. I drive a little four-cylinder Escape. 2012, by the way, not hybrid. And that little vehicle takes about 50 liters. I'm saving about 16, 17 bucks a tankful just in the past month alone.
Oh, wow. That's exactly my scenario. I have a new hybrid and it's 50 liter tank. And yeah, dramatically lower gas prices relative to what we were paying earlier this year. What's led to this?
Really panic in the markets. What we've seen here, energy traders have looked at COVID lockdowns in China, so that's bad for demand. They've looked at interest rates going up, not just here in Canada, but in the United States, and likelihood of more down the road, and said that's also going to put a real strain on everyone's pocketbook, so there'll be less people driving. And then, of course, there's that whole thing about, hey, we've had a pretty warm winter. There hasn't been a lot of pressure on suppliers, especially diesel and natural gas, propane and the like. So it's kept things in check for now. But that's the cautionary tale. We're going to have a great Christmas, and we're going to see, average savings compared to where we were when you and I spoke back, and we all spoke together here about this June 8th when we saw 215.9, which is the high watermark. I mean, we've come down, 85, 90 cents a liter from that. That's, a massive savings for most compared to where we should have been or might have been. But don't take it for granted, because I think in January we're going to start to see these prices move back up, not to 215, but the $2 liter threshold is certainly within sight, likely by April, May, and June.
Dan, you know what? We were crushing on you there a minute ago when you were talking about the low prices, and we were liking you more and more, and then whammy with the January news. So you think it's going to come up substantially then by the time our Visa and credit card bills come in, is what you're saying?
That's right, and utility bills. Look, right. Even this morning, bad economic news, slowing down of inflation in the United States is already leading to a bit of a rally for oil and gasoline and diesel. And by the way, diesel has not really dropped. It's staying in the $2 a liter range. I know many of us don't drive diesel vehicles, but the economy runs on diesel. And so the fact that it's remaining high and likely to go higher with colder weather, I don't see a scenario where prices are going to drop all that much. There may be a hiccup here and there, but I think the low trading days are over. I think we're going to start to see prices move up, slowly but surely in January. And that's because I think OPEC is going to say enough is enough. We want to make sure we get our $90 oil. We're not happy with, $75 oil. And to make matters more interesting, I read something yesterday about the RBC's economists saying, oil is going back to 95 bucks a barrel in 2023 and even higher in 2024. And that's without the federal government increasing not just its first carbon tax, but its second carbon tax, the Clean Fuel Standard, come July.
So is it possible, or what would have to happen for us to get back down into, a dollar a liter, a dollar 10 a liter, something we could all tolerate?
A COVID lockdown again.
I think that's the only way to get there,
unfortunately. I mean, that's bad economic news, but it's also good economic news in one way. About 7 or 8% of your economy rides on the price of oil and natural gas. And so, although it is bad, it also means that there's more revenue being generated to pay for our social programs. Canadians are back to work. It's not lost, I think, a lot of people here that there is an opportunity for Canada to be responsible. By the way, we're one of the only countries, this is not a tip for the oil companies, because they and I do not like each other at all. They don't, they're not enamored with my price predictions. They lose a lot of money that way and have been doing that for about 20 years. But we're one of only five countries that I know of that produces oil that actually reduces methane over the past, which is, part of the greenhouse gas emissions. Methane probably even worse than CO2. And so, now some good stories out there about how Canada's getting its act together, but We don't really, as good Canadians, we don't really toot our own horns, nor should we maybe, but at least at the end of the day, we should know there is some good about all this.
Well, we're going to toot our own horns here and just say that you are awesome when it comes to providing gas price information and predictions. And I don't love the news that you've delivered. I'm not going to lie, but you're very good at doing it. So thank you so much, Dan.
No, it's good to be here. Thanks again, and Merry Christmas, everybody here. Have a great holiday, and we'll hopefully see you early in the new year.
Yeah, Dan McTagg, President, Canadians for Affordable Energy.